Let's go back to the Highlands and talk about Zumbador. I'm telling you what. Zumbador tequila, made in the Highlands, made at NOM 1643, owned by Roberto Lopez, made by master distiller Roberto Lopez. And what they've got going on at this distillery is unbelievable. This tequila is really amazing and is probably the best priced Blanco on the market. This thing's coming in at like $24, $25 at a lot of places. Listen, this is Highlands Agave, estate grown. So they're all his agave. They're managing that process. Then they're going into a stone oven. They're cooking those for as long as it takes to cook them, right? Mature agave is cooking for like that 72 hours. And then from there, it's going half into a tahona. And those fibers and that juice are going into pine fermentation tanks, wood open spontaneous fermentation. The other half is going through a roller mill. Those are going into some stainless steel tanks for fermentation. They're coming out of that, going into copper and getting distilled. So you've got a tequila here that is really going back to a traditional method using both tahona, roller mill, stone oven to create a really fantastic tequila. And when you're talking about a tequila, this price range, this is an everyday drinker for everybody. This is what you should have on your shelf. If you're out there making margaritas or palomas or batangas, this will create a great flavor in it. But if you just want a great sipper at a great price, hands down, this is one of the best Blancos out there right now. My buddy Long Island Lou says it's straight up best Blanco for the price that you're going to buy in America, bar none. So I agree with him. This stuff is really amazing. I got to spend some time last weekend with Roberto and really learn more about the family and what they're doing there. And we did a great video with Sarah and Roberto talking about the distillery that he has built, the family behind him, and how he came up with the whole idea, the brand, the label. And then also Sarah, who's working for the, she's the importer of this tequila, helped get this to everybody in the States. They soon will be available to purchase on their website if they can't find it in your state. If it's not there, just hang on. You're going to be able to find this really soon. This is phenomenal. So let's jump into the nose of this. Yeah, you get that cooked agave, you get some citrus, you get that minerality, you get that taste of rain in the spring, or the smell of wet concrete. That pedricor is really there. The cooked agave is so strong and so nice. For a $25 Blanco to be this complex in the aroma is really, I'm telling you, it's one of the best out there. Let's dive into the taste of this thing. Cooked agave, minerality, you get that pedricor, you definitely get some citrus, I get some orange, I get some lime, a little bit of solidity, a little bit of cinnamon in the finish, and a little bit of pepper. And the finish kind of changes the longer you let it sit there, and the more you drink, the stronger that finish becomes. You know, the sweetness on this is unbelievable. I haven't had this bottle very long. As you can see, it's not going to last very long either. But hey, it's one of those that you don't worry about drinking because it's inexpensive and you can order it again. Check out the interview today with Roberto and Sarah. I think you're going to really enjoy learning the story about Zumbador. And definitely, if you find this tequila, just pick it up. You're not going to be disappointed. Thanks for tuning in. Like, share, comment. If you've had Zumbador, let me know what you think about it. Put it in the comments. It's a great brand. I'd love to hear what you guys think about it. Thanks. Have a great night.